ready for this? Howdy, folks, let's gather around for the best sports talk in town. We got our hosts, Darren, Tim, and Chris. Baby, can't get better than this. Give out all the power rankings. Laugh at all the teams tanking. A lot of fun, a lot of surprise. Let's give it up for the guys in this league.
Yeehaw. And a word to your mother, and welcome in to another episode of the This League Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, I am your hostess with the mostest, the proud manager of Team Fairlife, Chris Mitchum, with the usual gang. This time we have in person, voice nice and clear over the microphone, Tim Rader, the manager of Close But No Jamar.
How are we doing, party people?
Listen to that voice, delicious.
Yeah.
And then we have the loser. I'm just kidding. The guy who is here virtually, but still clear in our hearts. Aaron Hunt, the manager of the Sun God Squad.
I'm not sure who you're calling loser, given the This League guarantee, but...
Oh, we're there already? Good Lord. We're not even two minutes into the podcast.
Shots fired.
Hey, you shot the first shot here. Call me a loser.
That's fair. All right, so yeah, Tim and I in person, Aaron virtual, but again, you get the usual three dudes talking ball this time on a Wednesday evening. It's really weird that we don't have Thursday Night Football on in the background to distract us from time to time, but we are coming at you Wednesday evening, November 13th, 2024, episode 89, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting close. We're getting close to triple digits.
That triple digits.
I know.
It's wild.
We should do something cool. Have a 10-person podcast for episode 100.
Yeah, why not?
Just
everybody talking ball.
Three people a mic. Three-person a mic.
Talking ball.
That'd be crazy.
Live audience for episode 100. We get go to someone's house.
We rent out like a gymnasium.
Everyone else
just
is in
invite
the background.
Like our moms.
You got like an elementary school nearby and just like rent the gymnasium and
just invite our moms and families and. That'd be pretty funny.
We have like game day signs.
just fat heads of all of our faces. That'd be pretty cool. All right,
dude,
but yes,
fat heads. I'm kind of jealous of that.
Yeah,
I wish I had fat heads.
I know. You can make one. I feel like it's not hard to do if you really want one that bad, Aaron, of your own face.
I do.
All right, get you one. All right, week 10 review coming your way. And then, of course, the usual This League guarantee. We have a fresh power rankings for you. And, of course, the week 11 preview, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting down to crunch time, man. Getting down to crunch time with these games. Lineup decisions more important than ever. But first, drink of the week. Aaron, I'm starting with you. What do we got?
So I do have my classic H2O.
Gosh, dude. What is this, like the fourth week in a row?
Like six, seven?
It's actually starting to get funny because I actually did it this week just to get your reaction.
So you're actually like drinking like Skull.
Yeah, so in this water
Patron.
Bottle, Hank Birdwell, shout out Clayton.
There you go. Tim, what are we sipping on?
Oh, we got future... What's it called? Advertiser?
Sponsor?
Yeah, of this podcast. Miller Lite.
So good. Dude, that would be so awesome if that was our first sponsor.
Sponsored by Miller Lite. We'd be like, dude, can we just name drop you for, just pay us like a dollar?
We'll pay you $5.
we'll pay you to sponsor our show. Have like a little logo in the corner. That'd be pretty sick.
You
right.
Finally have to put up your sign that you have, the Miller Lite one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's still on the ground. I do not know where to put that thing.
Was it IU Miller Lite?
It's an Indiana logo. Not like Indiana University, but shape. And it lit
been
up.
Been a while.
It was a light up, too.
I think so.
It did light up. Yeah, I know. So, no huge amount of news to warrant an entire own... segment, but we had the news of the century in the starting quarterback world. Desmond Ridder starting for your Las Vegas Raiders. So, Jacoby Myers, wide receiver one season? Maybe?
No.
Of course, I'm talking about the actual cause of celebration. Aaron, I got my smile back, baby. Anthony,
a little bit of optimism.
Anthony Richardson, once again,
go Colts.
Your starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. If you look at Shane Steichen's press conference, he looks like the happiest man in the world. He came up to that mic with like a bounce in his step, being able to tell the media that we're giving the people what they want.
So was it Ballard or Irsay saying he had to be sat?
It was probably Steichen. It was probably Steichen. And I say this, I feel like, yeah, you had to give Joe Flacco the go, see what you had, see if he can't recreate some magic. But the more I think about it, the more I think it was because of the tap out, maybe his preparation the first couple weeks. Like even Anthony Richardson's own press conference, he talked about how he's really grown these past 2 weeks and his preparation's gotten a lot better and attention to detail. Like I really do feel like it was maybe more of a behavior habit benching than a play benching, which I'm sure that did take into account. But Aaron, are you happy as I am over there? I have a reason to watch the Colts again.
Yeah, I really am. I'm glad to get him back in there. And, you know, despite all the antics, despite all the controversy, the one thing in the world that Anthony Richardson needs is reps.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't get that, he's not going to turn into what we want him to be, which is our perennial, you know, every year stalwart at the quarterback position.
Stalwart.
The franchise guy that is the face of the franchise. So I'm happy about it. And I think I agree with you guys when we've talked about it previously, but the tap out probably had a lot to do with it. I've never seen that in my entire, and you know, playing career, let alone mm-hmm. watching NFL. So that was a pretty big deal.
I feel that. So yeah, another reason for Colts fans to finally be able to smile again. Colt, I got my
go
smile
Colts.
Back. It's a great day in Indianapolis. Meanwhile, the Bengals are going into their third win or go home of the year.
Yeah, at least third win or go home game that we have gone over so far.
Against the Chargers.
Yeah.
What a good game. It could be a good game.
I don't know. It could be a good game. It could be very ugly. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm just gonna watch it.
And that's good.
Enjoy, you know. Not get my hopes up. Not get my what's the opposite of hopes? Fears. Down.
Yeah.
Don't get my hopes up, my fears down.
There you go. It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Bars.
Bars. Drop a beat right now. Tim's on fire. All right. There was football played in week 10, and we will get into that right now. In case you forgot, last week was the final week of the Qdoba Chipotle Classic. Chipotle came out on top, not quite doubling the Qdoba folks, which I wanted to do, but we got pretty close. We were down one.
We tried.
I know. You guys tried to get doubled up. Nice. So we are back to divisional matchups this week. We have close battles on top of both the Qdoba and Chipotle divisions, and we will start with one from the Chipotle division. It was Aaron and the 4-5 Sun God squad taking on America's favorite, Clayton and the Red and Rocket, coming into this one at 3-6.
And we talked about it last week, but Clayton desperately needed to win this week to have his playoff hopes remain alive. And it got scary. It got scary here because we were expecting, you know, Nico Collins maybe to come back. He was mm-hmm. elevated. Didn't practice last week. It was ruled out late. And so the fact that, like, you're holding your breath a little bit, but like, maybe Nico's going to slide back in there. Did not. So we ended up with the Jalen Tolbert, DeMarcus Robinson flex stack for Clayton. And Brian Thomas with Mac Jones.
Goodness.
Who scored 3 points this week.
Well, I'm sure his running backs carried him.
Dude, I mean, Bucky Irving.
I would say Bucky Irving didn't have a good game.
Oh, Bucky Irving is locked in there at RB2.
Fair. I'll admit that.
But, you know, Aaron has his, you know, 20-ish points from Amon-Ra and A.J. Brown. Outside of that.
Elite production.
You know, your defense got 11 points. That's pretty solid.
Texans against the Lions.
I don't know. I'm just beating around the bush here a little bit. This game wasn't that close due to the Thursday night football game. Clayton had Joe Burrow rolling out there. 39.7 points.
Jesus.
428, four tutties.
What a game that was.
Wow. So that was more than enough to get him through the Sunday scaries, the Nico Collins scaries. As Aaron just doesn't have the firepower. We've been over it. This game ended 122-84. And not only did Clayton get a win, but putting up 122 when you have like a three from Brian Thomas, a four from Jalen Tolbert, and a three from DeMarcus Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Jaden Reed on bye.
And a five from Tyler Allgeier.
Brock Bowers on bye.
Feels good to win like that. So Clayton's got to be feeling good about his chances going forward.
Yeah, I feel that. Aaron, I know you're probably disappointed at the rookie running back sensation on your bench that you picked up recently. Sione Vaki.
Was this the Tyler Goodson week for the Colts, right? Didn't he score a touchdown this week? Bullied him into dropping him.
One day I didn't start him.
You drop him on the pod last week.
Yeah, then we bullied him into dropping him, and then he just goes off.
Gave in to peer pressure.
Colt.
But no, never fear, Audric Estime.
Dude, he
might be the bell cow.
He's got the job.
I admittedly didn't get a chance to watch a lot of the games, but I saw Audric Estime had 14 carries, and I saw he's like the number one waiver pickup everywhere. And I'm like, 14 carries? What the crap? I didn't realize Javonte carries? That's not him anymore. Javonte Williams had two carries last week.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, and that's
listed on the
why.
Official depth chart as number two now.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, supplanted.
Pour one out for Javonte.
For real. Not saying I called it at the beginning of the year, but man, such a heartbreaker for this pod is Javonte Williams, man. We all loved him coming out. One of the pod's favorites on this one. So congrats to Clayton. He moves to 4-6. And the Sun God Squad and Aaron still technically in the playoff race, but also falls to 4-6. Is this your second straight L, Aaron?
Something like that. I think it's nice. At least two.
All right.
It's going to be three, so we'll cool. get to that.
All right, well, we'll move on to the next matchup. It was Steven and Mount Passmore at 3-6, taking on Tim, close but no Jamar at 6-3. Tim sitting on top of the Qdoba division.
Yes, he sure is, and I would just be remiss if we just didn't start with, oh, I don't know, the third highest point total in this league history.
We
are freaking 11 catches on 17 targets.
Insane.
264 yards and three touchdowns. And I came across something that I thought was really interesting when I was doing some research on this matchup. Guess who is the only player in NFL history to have more than 240 receiving yards in multiple games?
Other than Jamar Chase?
Megatron is my official guess, locked in.
I'd guess only like Jamar Chase. Oh, only Jamar Chase. Okay.
He is the only player to ever have that feat be accomplished, which is just crazy that he has accomplished that so early in his career. And it's just official. Jamar Chase, when he plays the Ravens, is just going to score a ridiculous points. He just eats them alive.
Wide receiver one in both games this year.
Whew.
It's nuts. And I think that, honestly, alone was really able to carry Tim because Steven and Mount Passmore just didn't really have it across the board. Surprisingly, the biggest bright spot for Steven was his running back slots. He had Jonathan Taylor with 14, and then Chase Brown has been a really surprising RB2 his lineup. He's going to be that way for the foreseeable future as long as Zach Moss is out with that injured neck.
How is he the running back 13? That sounds really nasty. Chase Brown's the running back 13?
Crazy, right? So I don't see that changing. He's getting elite production, and I mean 9 catches on 11 targets. That's, you'll take that any day of the week, especially in our PPR format. On Tim's side, going back to his a little bit, he had some meh production outside of Jamar Chase, but Jalen Hurts really came through for him as well with 33 points. And Tyrone Tracy still looks really impressive. He's going to miss him this coming week with the Giants on the bye, but 100 yards rushing with a touchdown. Did have a couple of fumbles, which hopefully that doesn't eat into his production once they come off the bye with some of those fumbling things going on there. But yeah, I mean, Tim's got to feel really good about this point total. One question I do have for him, what's the worry meter on CeeDee Lamb now that you got a sample size of Cooper Rush?
I was going to bring this up later, but we could talk about it now.
I mean, it's a 7.
Mine's an 8.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely up there. I'll take 10 targets for CeeDee. Like, that's going to end up being more than 21 yards. The Eagles' defense is good. Their secondary has, like, flipped the script and is now really good this year.
You don't have the Sun to play against every
week. And he would have had a touchdown if the Sun wasn't a thing. But yes, it's up there. You know, I think my range of expectation, the points I would expect, you know, a floor now is more of a 7-point game, and the ceiling's maybe more of a 16, 18-point mm-hmm. game. It's no longer a 40-point game.
Yeah. I'm probably around an 8 as well.
Yeah. Which you can overcome that when you got guys like Tyreek in the lineup. He'll be fine once his wrist heals and Saquon's elite. So not much else to say here. Final score on this one was Tim, 152. Mount Passmore and Steven, 105.
Congratulations to Mr. Tim. Moves Thanks. Up to 7-3. Still chilling on top of the Qdoba division. And Steven falls to 3-7. He had his winner go home game a couple weeks ago, so he is in 2025 mode. Tim, I'm sure, was watching closely the competition next week. The next competition we are going to talk about, as his closest competitor to the top of the Qdoba division is Stretch. Walker, I hardly know her. He was in this matchup coming into this one at 5-4, taking on Don and Njigbas and Paris coming into this one at 1-8, fresh off of a dub. Could he double his winning total this week? In the preview, I said we were throwing out the record books on this one. Can somebody go get the record book back? I didn't mean to throw it out. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Because this game looks like a 5-4 team playing a 1-8 team. The final score here was Stretch 118, Dawn to 86. I said last week that the big game to watch in this matchup was going to be that Arizona-New York Jets game. And just based off who the guys had, it might have evened out a little bit. But I do think it's certainly favored Stretch going into this one. He had Kyler Murray with a nice 30 bomb there. He remains really annoying to play, but this time in the good direction. He was the quarterback 4 on the week this week. Then James Conner as well did his thing. 12 carries into a very efficient 1 tutty, but most importantly, 5 catches for 80 yards. But also for Stretch, Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, both with 9 points. Jets had one good week last week against Houston, but now they're back to sucking. Is this kind of more prescriptive, you guys think, for the Jets moving forward? Like, it may just not work.
Yeah, I think it's the vast majority of us would say that it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think with Wilson and Adams, they're just going to probably cancel each other out mm-hmm. most weeks, and they're going to combine to be wide receiver 2 numbers.
Right. But he did get a good stretch, did get a good performance of David Montgomery as well. They filled in admirably for Kenneth Walker and Josh Jacobs, who were both on byes. And hey, look at Mark Andrews, man. 6 catches, 68 yards, and a tutty for the cost of a second round pick and a third round pick. Not too bad if you're Stretch. And for Don, unfortunately, after 2 fantastic weeks, we kind of went back to business as usual a little bit. JSN on bye certainly did not help. But for Don, I think you're using the rest of this season to look at the hopeful continued development of Xavier Worthy and Xavier Leggett at this point. And last note on this, George Pickens was annoyingly good, guys. He was annoyingly good this week. And he's looked annoyingly good.
The way that Russ is playing, I mean, Pickens is probably a wide receiver 1 the rest of the year.
Wide receiver 1 the rest of the year.
with the threat of being kicked out of every single game he plays.
That was so funny.
The suplex on the interception.
Immediately didn't care.
He's like, he's turning to chase the ball carrier, and then he's like, you know what? This guy's really pissing me off back here. Let me just take him down real quick.
Got to eliminate the blocker. Pitcher blocker. All right. Well, Stretch remains in striking distance of Tim for the top of the Qdoba division at 6-4. Unfortunately, Dawn falls to 1-9 after, like I mentioned earlier, scoring 151 and 148 in the previous 2 weeks. He unfortunately goes back to 186. Any thoughts on this matchup before we move on, gentlemen? All right. Well, we will move on to the next one. It was Anthony, as he likes to be called, number one in the power rankings, Team Uninspired Youth at 6-3, taking on Zach, coming into this one with 4 straight L's, Brees Lightning at 3-6.
Another 3-6 team. You see, trying to feel it out, see if there's any hope for playoffs or not.
He felt something, all right.
And man, on the other side, Justin Jefferson, only 9 points.
Uh-oh.
Zay Flowers, only 7 points.
We're sweating.
Ramondre Stevenson, only 8 points.
Team Uninspired Youth in the mud.
Lamar Jackson with 40, Christian McCaffrey 17, Joe Mixon 17, Travis Kelce 20, Chuba Hubbard 24. That was a lot of points right there.
Yeah, I lost count quickly.
So while some of the studs were more like duds, didn't matter at all. Anthony handled business this week. 149-99.
Whew.
It's a 50-point dub. Like I said, just points galore. You know, it's just, again, look at Lamar on Thursday night, just setting the tone with 40.9 points, another 4 passing touchdown player. Zach.
Josh Downs was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. welcome back, AR. Marvin Harrison had a touchdown. That was nice. Austin Eckler had 2 with no Brian Robinson.
Good start by him, honestly. That was smart.
You know, Wandale still getting targets, but, you know, Daniel Jones, they go on bye, and then it's going to be Drew Locke. So, I don't know. No, Javonte, this is the last time I think he's going to see that lineup.
He had 1 carry? I thought he had 2.
He had
2 catches, I guess.
2 catches. But I think we might, honestly, like, Brian Robinson, I think, is back this week, so we're not going to get anything too crazy with, like, double jets. But the lineup's going to look different. I think we're edging on a win or go home for Zach.
You think? I mean, 5 straight L's after this week.
He's one back in the win-loss column, mm-hmm. but pretty far back in points 4 with 4 weeks left. So, I mean.
And he gets the Qdoba division.
Maybe he gets one more.
He plays
week,
me this week. No, I'm sorry. I play Aaron this week.
We can, when we get to the preview, we can maybe delve into that a little bit further.
I got the alarm ready.
Just not a good week. You know, CJ Stroud against Detroit's defense, 10 points. Brees Hall, 12 points. It's 99 points ain't going to do it, especially against Anthony and the gauntlet of a team that he has over mm-hmm. there. So I don't know. I think the preview for Zach's team could get real juicy. As he now falls to 3-7, and Anthony rises to 7-3.
All I'll say on this one is if you're Anthony, first week back, Christian McCaffrey, 88% of the snaps, folks. Just threw his ass right back in. Just go get him, dog. He's back. 6 catches, 68 yards, 16 points on what would largely be considered a down week. That's kind of terrifying if you're Anthony. He is honestly starting to give me last year vibes. Like, this is exactly what he did last year. Like, he got meh games from Joe Mixon at the time, Ramondre. I remember he was, like, flirting a lot with Zeke and Rashad White last year. But just he, every single week, no doubt, had 2 or 3 explosive games that just continuously kept him in that 140, 150 range.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming eerily similar here. And I'm not the biggest fan of it, if I'm honest. But congrats to Anthony. Like Tim said, moves to 7-3. Zach falls to 3-7. We have 1 game remaining, which makes that our game of the week.
And in this
low scoring affair.
It was fun though.
Team Fairlife and Chris taking on Hayden and Tua Infinity and Bijan.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
And this was definitely a battle of the running backs across the board. A lot of them showed out, but none more prevalent than the RB3 on the year, Bijan Robinson, with a 29-point performance that, quite frankly, really helped to carry Hayden to this victory in this one. Not a ton of other upside and really high ceiling production outside of maybe Puka Nacua in that flex spot.
Yeah, that's the one call out.
Which definitely on Monday Night Football helped decide this one, because Chris, you needed just a little more from the pair, the dynamic duo of Kyren and Devon Achan. I kind of wonder if you were going for some mojo there, putting both of them in the flex next to each other.
Yeah, right. Just a full force, right?
Yeah. Cooper Kupp did okay for you, but I think the story for this matchup was there were floor performances across the board, and Hayden just had one more explosive performance than you did, Chris. Simply put, it was a fight to the finish, came down to Monday Night Football, but our final score on this affair was Hayden and Tua Infinity and Bijan 110, Team Fairlife and Chris 105, to put Hayden at 8-2 and the number one seed.
Yeah, whatever.
As of today's recording for the This League playoffs.
You guys know how I am maybe one to trash talk a little bit whenever I'm playing you on a particular week. But Hayden was the one that was giving it this time. He sent me a picture of his child on Monday and was like, no matter what happens tonight, remember I have a family. And I responded with a picture of my dog and said, my dog's already anxious. Imagine what he's feeling like tonight. And then you know what he responded to? This game was on Monday. You know what Monday was? Hayden was like,
Veterans
Chris,
Day.
It's Veterans Day. I was like, no.
He got you.
So whenever this happened and he, you know, walked out with a 5-point win, which was crazy, by the way, because in this game, like anytime somebody was at the 20 for either team, is Tua going to throw a tutty? Is Kyren or Achan going to run it in? Is Kupp or Puka going to catch it? Is Kyren going to run it in? Like every single possession was crazy. It made the game really fun to watch. But yeah, like the final possession, I was like, if Kyren runs this in, if Kupp catches it, it's over. You know, stuff like that. So whenever it was actually Tua throwing the touchdown kind of ended it, I think, which tells you how close the game was. But
all I got to say is, like, Aaron and I told you last week or 2 weeks ago about your tight end position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, I mean, Hawk.
I mean, oh, Hawk is.
Hawk's just sitting there.
Good.
Hawk's the man. He's going sitting. Forward for
yeah.
Sure.
15 points on the bench. Dalton Kincaid with a solid 2 catches.
Yeah, I know.
I think Chris is just really trying to force it at this point. If Dalton Kincaid is good,
Josh Allen stack, come on. Make it happen. Yeah, that's you. You may be right.
One other quick question, Chris. Any inkling now that D Hop was traded to maybe see if you get Ridley in there? Do you trust it?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just was going to say he's had three fairly solid weeks in a row.
Next week is his audition. Neighbors is on bye. Ridley's in. This is your audition, big guy.
Against Minnesota.
I'm playing one of the best teams in the league next week.
That's tough.
Aaron. I don't know. Give you some props, man.
I'm not good at all, yeah, so.
That's why it's a great week for our
Ridley
2 audition.
Oh, yeah, test it out. See how it feels.
Yep. So, like Aaron said, congrats.
I mean, you should be very nervous.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. A.J. Brown's looking fiery on Thursday night. 8-2 for Hayden. He moves to, I fall to 7-3. Unfortunately, and that was your Week 10 review, which actually, low-key, ended up being pretty significant one for the league. Anthony, with his W, he moves to second in the Chipotle division over me, who falls to the fourth seed. I was the one seed coming into this week. With this L, I fall to 4. because I also moved to third in points scored. Tim moves to second. Anthony at the top of points scored, which if it comes down to a tiebreaker between, you know, me, Anthony, Hayden for Chipotle, Anthony would have it. But Hayden, he gets to claim he has the best record. He sits on top of Chipotle. So a lot of movement in the standings this week. Was there movement in the power rankings? They've been pretty interesting the past couple weeks. We'll see how it shakes out this week. Tim, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Power rankings.
Dang, I forgot you made a drop for that. I was like, that's oh, right. Yeah, I was getting it, man. Oh, it's
shout time. Shout out to Steven for the riffs.
Let's go, Steven. All right, it's time for everyone's favorite bi-weekly segment, the This League Power Rankings. This is week 11 Power Rankings.
This one does get the people going. Power Rankings do.
It's going to be, I don't know, it could be juicy. Could be. We'll find out.
We'll see.
As per the huge, we'll start in the basement. You got no movement. We're keeping Aaron. We're keeping the Sun God Squad. We're going to be there for a while.
At this least, my winter go home week. I've been really waiting.
I've been waiting.
At least the rest of this year, you're gonna be in the basement. And that
even
means
Pacheco back. Watch out, yeah. Estime and Pacheco, baby.
Dude, I mean,
could be
in
worse.
In the Brown brothers, like,
yeah.
It could be worse. But I think the power rankings, the basement has been set.
Power rankings don't lie.
Just to win the tanking bracket, the losers bracket.
You know what it means. Don and Jigba's in Paris is going to rest his laurels on Aaron's face as he takes the 9 spot.
That's actually surprising to me. I understand he's 1-9, but you have a guy. Here's a guy. I mentioned earlier, he put up 151, 149 the past 2 weeks. Yeah, he had a dud week this week. But he also hasn't lost 5 straight like Zach has. Sure, he may have lost, you know, 9 in
total.
His last 10. I had Don at 9. I don't know about you guys. If I'm squaring off against teams right now, I'm more scared to play Don than I am Zach.
You had Don at 8.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, 8. We had him at 9.
My bad.
You know, he's the second lowest points for
fair
total for on the season.
Dang,
so you
Aaron's,
know,
Aaron's kicking butt down there.
Anybody can
I'm dominating.
Find a big game every now and again. Takes skill to stay there for a whole season.
Yeah, plus Zach in the beginning of the season had 2 weeks where he scored 137 and 138, which kind of evens out Don's recent craziness. And Don's lows are just more.
Yeah, Don's lows are pretty bad.
Than Zach's lows. Yeah.
So here we go. No changes yet. Number 8. Falling a spot is Breece Lightning.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I was like, okay, surely.
The boys don't like what they're seeing out of Breece Lightning in the 5-game skid.
Yeah, AR starting's not going to help. We miss Rashi Rice. Keon Coleman's out. Just not great vibes for Breece Lightning right now. Javonte Williams. It's gone.
It's the Viking funeral for him.
Yeah, I know.
See you later.
Number 7. Just outside of the playoff hunt. We technically sent him home, but he's still alive. Mount Passmore.
He's hanging around.
Mount Passmore up a spot from the last time we did these lovely power rankings. That means we're talking top 6.
Let's do it.
We're almost to playoff season. That means we're talking top 6. These are your dogs. Number 6, staying the same from 2 weeks ago, is the Red Rocket.
America's favorite.
He's officially the 6th ranked team in this league with his win over Aaron at 4-6. So he's going to stay in the top 6. Number 5, down a spot, Walker, hardly know her.
Walker?
And I think that's to no fault of his own. I think that's in part due to the fact that up a spot goes Tua, Infinity, and Bijan.
That's
8
fair.
And 2, 6 in total points 4. So like
at 5.
At 4.
Oh, at 4.
Yeah, he was five.
Oh, I bet Hayden's pissed.
So, you know,
I bet
he's going up the power rankings, but 6 and 4.
Hayden's so mad right now.
It's fine. Top four is not, you know, nothing to scoff at. But this was my hardest, you know, choice. But number three, Team Fairlife by 1 point in the voters poll.
As it should be.
Edging out Tua Infinity Majan. Team Fairlife.
Wow. Hayden, I had you above me. I just want you to know that. Head to head, you beat me. I had you above me.
And that means the number two spot. Myself, I'm going to be staying right there, close but no Jamar. And your number one in the power rankings is Team Uninspired Youth.
There you go.
And like I said, maybe alluded to, it's actually not that contentious, I don't think. I think,
yeah,
if anything, Hayden's got the biggest bone to pick. Other than that, we're settling in. You know, it's almost playoff time. Guys know where they stand.
If only Hayden had the opportunity to play the number one power guy in the power rankings and prove himself sometime soon. Oh, wait.
Does he?
This week, man. Damn. We're going to get into it.
He what can pull that off.
Yeah, he's man.
Up the rankings.
This is a respect week for Hayden, man. I love it. Aaron, I wanted to ask you. I was looking at these. You're still riding the Tim hype train. You got him at number one in the rankings, I noticed. Can I ask you to explain yourself? Granted, Tim has himself at two. I have him at three. I gave Hayden the respect I think he deserves at two. But I thought, you know, Tim and I said Team Uninspired Youth number one pretty easily. You know, got a hard-on for Tim's team here. What's going on?
Love it.
Yeah, I think... The best is yet to come, in my opinion. Tyreek is underperforming right now, partly because he was injured. Saquon, you know, he's typically an absolute, just, you know, 20 points tank every week kind of guy. He underperformed. And CeeDee's going to be a floor guy, but I expect Jamar Chase just to keep going. I just continually see consistent points out of his lineup, and I think Anthony's a little more volatile. I mean, if you think about this week, even he needed a 40 from Lamar Jackson to get into the, you know, high range of points. And if you kind of go back and look at some of his outputs in previous weeks, that's also kind of been the case where he's carried by a few guys and then the rest, it's like meh. So that kind of scares me a little bit. So I just think there's more sure, consistent points in Tim's lineup.
Fair. You put Anthony above yourself, Tim. Was it rather easily?
I mean, I would say like to put him at number one was pretty easy, but I think I'm close.
Oh yeah. Team structure close. For sure. You're yeah. in there. You're in that tier.
If you're looking at the stats, his points four is like an average of 136 points scored a week, and mine's 135. So like,
woo.
Number one, number two, right there on him.
Hey, mine's 134.
Yeah, that's not top two.
I know. It's crazy how it goes 136, 135, 134, though.
And that's why that's my clear top three in the power rankings. Points four for me has become my stat I just keep really lean into this year.
Aaron, what you got?
Yeah, before we move on, I got to fire it back at you.
Okay.
Because you have Hayden all the way up at number two. I have him at four. Tim has him at five. It feels like there's record bias going on.
There absolutely is.
The only way I see why you put him there.
Why isn't IU number one?
That's fair.
Right?
That's fair. No, it is 85% record bias, but I do notice, you know, Bijan starting to turn it on a little bit. Puka Nacua's back, and I think going to give him some much needed juice in the lineup as well. So
that's my key for Hayden. If Puka is back and stays healthy this year, then okay, like I'll talk seriously about him being a contender. That's the real X factor.
God, I kind of want Hayden to go into the playoff with Quentin Johnston in his lineup. That'd be insane, man. That'd be crazy. All right. Well, that was your power rankings this week. Let us know your thoughts. This League_Pod. What your thoughts? Did we rank Hayden too high, too low? Is Team Uninspired Youth the number one team in the league? Let us know. Let us hear you. And we are going to go try to... Do we have to do this segment this week? Do we have to do this?
I mean, we Aaron's have to do the second part.
Aaron's going to be so mean to me. I don't want to do this. Right. Fine, we'll get into it.
The This League Guarantee.
Man, that's our best drop.
See if it's coming from Chris.
Injury. Don't yell at me, folks. We did go, or I guess I went 2-3 this week. We went 2-3 for the guarantee this week. The touchdowns were flowing last week, ladies and gentlemen. Tyrone Tracy, anytime tutty. Oh, wrong one.
Close enough.
Over in Germany. James Conner, anytime tutty against the Jets. Unfortunately, a first quarter injury. When he had three catches, ladies and gentlemen, we were on our way. He also had a wide open miss touchdown, but we won't talk about that. Dalton Kincaid, unfortunately, did not hit the over 4.5 catches for the team. That was the lowest odds, too. Minus 125. Jeez.
He actually had two catches.
Oh, two catches. Okay. But still, in the first quarter, we were on our way, man.
He was on pace. I'll give you that.
He was on pace. So, unfortunately, an injury knocks us out this week, but we are back. As I said earlier, we are doing this on a Wednesday evening. At the time of recording, we have touchdown props, but nothing else. No receivers, no running, nothing. And Lord knows we don't do spreads. So we are here, week 11, guarantee. Tim, you want to kick us off?
Oh, yeah. And we're going to, because this is Wednesday night, we're adding a Thursday night.
Baby!
Anytime touchdown to this parlay.
Tim, if you get this wrong and we are bummed out on Thursday and we don't even get to go into Sunday with football on the guarantee.
I'll give you a backup. A.J. Brown plus 110 against the Commies.
I like that, though. I like that a lot.
I think it's a good one. If he happens to not, then we're going to throw in a Monday night Joe Mixon.
Very safe.
Time touchdown.
Very safe. That's minus 205. One of the safest you could get. But not as safe as Aaron's, actually. Throw it over to you, man. Your guarantee pick.
Yeah, I'm going ultra safe here. I don't see how this doesn't hit, given that the Lions are 13-point favorites against the Jaguars, and David Montgomery is the king of one-yard touchdown runs. So give me another one for him for minus 250 this week.
David Montgomery, anytime touchdown, and I'm doing it again. I don't feel like it's as nasty as the past 2 weeks, but it's still, you don't love it. I'm going back to old reliable for those This League guarantee veterans out there. You know exactly what we're talking about. And, of course, we're only doing anytime touchdown scorers this round. DeAndre Swift, anytime touchdown scorer against the Green Bay Packers is who they're playing this week. DeAndre Swift, anytime touchdown against the Green Bay Packers. I am totally leaning into the new offensive coordinator storyline. I think, you know, take the shackles of Shane Waldron off you, and we'll see what happens. And even if that storyline is bum cakes, I mean, DeAndre Swift hasn't received under 16 carries in a ball game since week four. I know we have the Roschon Johnson goal line concerns from time to time, but, you know, DeAndre Swift top 10 in the league in rushing touchdowns. I think he gets it done against the Packers. For those at home, we have David Montgomery, anytime touchdown scorer. A.J. Brown, anytime touchdown scorer, is the main one.
Just in case.
At plus 110. But just in case that is bummed out and we don't have to be bummed all Sunday long, Tim's also throwing out there Joe Mixon, anytime touchdown scorer. And Aaron, the safest of them all, David Montgomery, anytime touchdown scorer against the Jaguars, ladies and gentlemen. That gets you, the A.J. Brown one, gets you plus 517. Or $50 to win 308. Is this a 50 week?
50.
This is a 50 burger. 50.
We're chasing.
We are kind of
chasing.
Chasing right
a
now.
50 burger.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll ride a 50.
50.
Let's do it, folks. Or your rent. 50 or your rent. No in between. No in between. All right, that is your This League guarantee for this week. We are now going to go talk about even more football with our Week 11 preview.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Welcome back to the Cleveland Browns, Seattle Seahawks, Green Bay Packers, and the Desmond Ridders, the Fighting Desmond Ridders, the Las Vegas Raiders. And we say bye-bye-bye to the Arizona Cardinals. Nice. Nice. I always hope for those from you guys every week. Arizona Cardinals, Carolina Panthers, New York Giants, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all on bye this week. I see the Arizona Cardinals, and I just think stretches and shambles. We'll see how that goes. We are in week 11, folks. How are we in week 11?
It's crazy, man.
Unreal.
I will say, when we were in like week 7, I was like, it kind of feels like week 7. You know, we've been grinding for a little bit. Week 11, that's too fast. Too fast. After this week, folks, 3 more regular season weeks.
Playoffs?
Until the playoffs.
Wow.
Playoffs?
Going to be here real fast.
That's it. Hey, somebody asked about this the other day, and I have not given you guys a single update all year on our pick'ems. We've still been trucking through them. And we don't have to go into details because one of us is in last place, and it's me. But we've been tracking it through it all year. Aaron, the only one with... Sorry, Tim has one perfect week. Aaron has 2 perfect weeks. I have no perfect weeks. And that's why I am currently last. Week 10, we've been picking them. I'm currently 29 and 21. Tim is in second at 32 and 18. And Aaron, sitting on top of the pick'ems, at 33 and 17. Can you double up this week? Can we try to double the loss in the win column? We'll see. But that's a quick update for you guys, and I'll try to be better at updating you guys as the league moves on. But we will go ahead and dive in to week 11. We have a couple really, really big games this week, and this is one of them, maybe. Nah, I don't know. It is Aaron and the Sun God Squad coming into this one at 4-6, taking on your boy Chris, Team Fairlife, at 7-3.
Enjoy the bye week.
Thanks.
You know, log back in next week and see who you got to play. I feel like I've gotten Aaron's team like 8 times in a row. I'm like, dang. I'm running out of things to talk about. I'm like, all right, Estime is in there.
That's
hot. You got yourself an RB1. That's Audric Estime, Denver Broncos running back, woo-hoo, number 83 on the year for those at home keeping track.
All right.
But we're still starting Samaje Perine.
Woo!
We're hoping for 3 catches. Get me to 6 points, baby.
It's just gross out here, dude. The only thing I would love to see personally, just because of the, you know, the Shane Waldron, I don't... Give me a little Jawan Jennings love.
Get him in over
Rome. Like, Rome's fine. He's fun to play. You got the stack, whatever. But like, a little Jawan Jennings love against Seattle, or trade him to me if you don't want to play him. Send me a text after. We'll talk. That's the only
that
thing
be a really
I got.
Good pickup for you.
That's the only thing I can say for Aaron's side. Chris, you kind of talked about it. It's a good week to play the new toys. Get Calvin Ridley out there.
Get some game
throw
time.
Hawk in there. You know,
might throw Chubb out there just to, you know, get him some game time.
Get some runs, some snaps under his legs. There's not a ton of question marks except for like, do you give Kareem Hunt a one last run?
Yeah, no, this would be his last ride.
One or two more weeks is all he's going to have.
Starting him a couple times. What a server.
No, but you got plus matchups from Kyron against New England, Devon against the Raiders, who just are just a dumpster fire.
Woohoo!
Ridley, you know, Minnesota's a top defense, but you can get some passing yards on him. You got Cup against New England. Honestly, sit down, James Cook. Throw Hunt back in there one more time.
I might. That's actually might be a good call.
The Chiefs are the number one defense against running backs. So if there were a week to sit James Cook and play old man Kareem Hunt, this is it.
We're winning a ring for Kareem.
Speaking
if you
of
like experimenting, this is your week, Chris.
You know what I would say if you're going to experiment? Let's get Bo Nix a little run.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Pittman. I was like, we could do that.
Let's
too.
Get Bo Nix a little
against
run.
Against Atlanta. I actually do like
against
that game
Atlanta,
a lot.
I think Bo Nix is going to put up some points. You know, I'm joking, guys. I'm just beating around the bush here. Chris is going to take this one handedly. you know, Aaron, we're just tracking. We're just tracking some guys.
Looking for some sparks. Right.
Some scouting for 2025.
I've said it in the Sleep group chat, and I'll say it here too. The comments on players is the best thing that Sleeper's ever added.
I love that.
I just opened up Bo Nix and it said, "Stun on these hoes, Bo." I'm going me as well. Maybe I will switch up the lineup, but watch, Aaron. I'm going to put up like 82 points and lose if I do that. Aaron, who you got?
Better not. That's not a part of the plan.
Yeah, you'd be so pissed.
Be like in the playoff hunt with 3 weeks.
You guys won. Let me win again. Right. You can't keep getting away with this.
Who you got, Aaron?
And in this next matchup,
Aaron, I'm asking who's going to win this game.
Do I even need to say?
Yes, haven't said it for the pickums officially.
For the people.
People got to know.
If I have to pick officially, it's going to be Chris by a literal mile. There's going to be nothing. Nothing I can say. I want this to be the largest margin of victory in this league history. I want you to score 180. I'm going to score like 70, something like that.
Yeah, it would be quite the margin. All right. We will move on to the matchup to Aaron's pleasure. It will be Steven and Mount Passmore taking on Zach and Breece Lightning. Tim, I think you might have a point here. You might have a point here.
3-7 versus 3-7.
If Zach loses this game against Steven,
right.
Do I press the button, fellas? Do I press the button? I'm hovering over it. 5 straight L's.
6 straight. You got to press it at that point.
I think I do. I'm going to press it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your third win or go home of the year. Don had the first one, L. Steven had the second one, L. Can Zach break the mold? We are officially declaring if he loses this one, it's time to prepare for 2025 for Zach. So, Aaron, have fun with this one. This matchup just got a lot juicier.
And in this matchup, we have a lot of just guys in there.
Wow, the analysis is impalpable.
As you might expect from 2-3-7 teams. Interestingly, Zach's still rolling out Javonte Williams. Despite one carry last week.
Holding out some hope.
You would think maybe pivot to an Austin Ekeler, who's the running back 26 on the year. That might be what I would do.
Probably.
Or even give Braylon Allen some more run.
I mean, yeah, it's tough. It's tough options with the bye weeks.
He does play the Dolts.
Colt, go Colt.
Braylon Allen, that is.
You could double-decker running back stacker.
Yay.
First of its kind. Whopper, 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 whopper. So that'll be an interesting start-sit decision there. And it's just starting to get hysterical as you go down the lineup here because you got Troy Franklin.
I feel like that's disrespectful.
I mean, you are my guy. You are starting the wide receiver 99.
Woohoo!
That's a what? Wide receiver 8.
Quick maths.
Or no, wide receiver 9.
Wow.
He's like a high-end wide receiver 9. Pretty solid.
Right.
I understand too that the buys are hurting him, but I just maybe would make some different lineup decisions if you are truly trying to win. Maybe this is Zach's white flag moment. He's like, I'm throwing guys out there. I'm seeing what sticks.
Put me.
I do like Brian Robinson back in his lineup and Tyler Lockett. You know, he could have a decent game in a probably negative game script against the 49ers. Breece Hall. He'll probably eat the Colts alive. So that will be fun to watch for Zach. On Steven's side, you got JT on the opposite side of that Jets matchup at New York. Don't know if I love that necessarily. I think I like Chase Brown on Sunday Night Football a little bit more, even though he's also on the road at the LA Chargers. DK Metcalf is back in the lineup. He logged a full practice today. So
I think this might be for the first time all season. We might be seeing it's not all that impressive, but like a full strength Mount Passmore. Like T. Higgins, DK Metcalf, like Jonathan Taylor, all finally healthy at the same time. This might be the first time. Don't quote me on that, but it kind of feels like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's looking a lot better now that he's got some actual guys in there that can produce at least to a floor level with Shakir. Jacoby Myers is seemingly the wide receiver one now.
He's put up wide receiver two numbers the two games he's played since Davante Adams has been out.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's serviceable in that flex spot. So things may be looking up for Mount Passmore a little bit as we get deeper into the season. Still doesn't mean he's going to make any noise from the playoff perspective. I'm tending to agree with Sleeper's projection here of Steven with a 70% chance of victory.
That confident, huh?
I do believe that Steven is going to get this win to get himself to 4-7 and probably separate himself a little bit from Zach, who is seemingly plummeting down our rankings as the weeks progress. I like Steven in a low scoring matchup, but I'm going to say he wins 110 to 95.
I'm picking Steven as well, even though his matchups are really nasty. He has really gross matchups this week, but I'm taking Steven still.
Yeah, I'm going to roll Steven as well, I think. I don't know. Win or go home for Zach. We already sent Steven home, even though, you know, win, and he'd be still just one game out of the playoffs.
Which is crazy. I mean, we cannot have the win or go home label go bad.
I know.
Or this podcast will lose all credibility.
So I'm going to go Steven here. The juju around Zach's team right now is just bad.
It's fair. It's clean sweep for Steven here. Zach fighting for his life, not according to us, but according to the winner go home siren. We will move on to the next matchup. It is arguably our baby game of the week, but still a game to watch, a game a lot of people will be watching. I am dubbing this one the Battle for Qdoba. It is Stretch and Walker, I hardly know her, coming to this one at 6-4, taking on Tim and close but no Jamar at 7-3. Like I said, Tim currently sitting on top of Qdoba at 7-3, but Stretch really arguably his only competition for that top spot at 6-4. So there's a lot on the line here. At the time of writing, Sleeper giving Tim a 58% chance of victory. When you look at the buys, it definitely impacts Stretch a bit more than Tim here. Stretch with his Arizona duo of Kyler Murray and James Conner sitting out this week, while Tim has the new hotness, Tyrone Tracy, sitting out on bye this week. So this means for Tim, we're going to pivot to DeAndre Hopkins.
He's
against
back.
The Buffalo Bills. Last 2 weeks, I mean, he was the wide receiver 33 last week, so let's not get too hard on our horses.
Hey, he got like 8 points or something, right? Like, that's fine.
Right. Is he the new Najee? The Najee.
He's in over Najee this week.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. But yeah, I mean, listen, number one for Patrick Mahomes in a game that's probably going to be pretty high scoring against the Bills. I don't hate it. Stretch, interestingly, to fend off the buys and also still an injured Mike Evans, we found room for Cortland Sutton in our lineup this week. As Bo Nix has improved, Cortland Sutton the last 2 weeks, wide receiver six, two straight top 6 weeks for Cortland Sutton, and now he gets the Falcons this week. So I certainly understand the move there for Stretch. We'll get into the lineup decisions a little more later. And I will say, while I do think Tim's team is better on paper, you got names like Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Saquon, I'm actually going to pick Stretch here, ladies and gentlemen, for a couple reasons. Number one, I mentioned earlier, my panic alarm on CeeDee is high. It's high, man. Because, I mean, you got CeeDee, you know, you're expecting on a normal the week, you know, 20 points almost being an average or almost a floor for CeeDee.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think if you get 6-51 from CeeDee, you're happy, man. And that's just not what you need for him. The way your roster is structured and things like that with the depth, the wide receiver position and all that stuff. Number two, Tyreek has failed to finish as a top 24 wide receiver since Tua's return. He has not broken 100 yards since week one. I'm not saying he's washed. I'm not saying that he's done and he's not the elite Tyreek anymore. But maybe not as often?
Weird. They look weird.
They do look kind of strange.
Yeah. I agree. Mike McDaniel's lost his, like...
his mojo,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah. I mean, they're a team that should be slinging it downfield, and they just don't anymore.
That's fair.
So, I don't know. Fair.
But yeah.
Maybe they find it, maybe they don't. But
yeah. Tyreek, still elite, don't get me wrong. But, like, he just hasn't been that. I think it's coming, but we just haven't seen it yet. Number three, I think Jamar returns to earth. I mean, obviously, he's not going to put up 50 every week, but I'd be surprised if he breaks 20 this week, charged with a top 10 passing defense. And the fourth would be Hunter Henry, just because he's Hunter Henry. Sam LaPorta on bye this week. Or, sorry, probably injured this week, right?
Yeah.
What happened to him? Wrist?
He left with a shoulder injury. He didn't come back, but then, like, I think he's just day-to-day. No practice Wednesday, so
okay.
Expecting him to be out.
Okay.
So this is my Hunter Henry revenge week against Stretch for
good call,
dumping him to the waivers a couple weeks ago.
Good call. I like that a lot. So I will be honest, why I don't have a ton of I don't really have a ton of reasons as to why I think Stretch's team will win, more on why Tim's team will lose. But I do like this for Stretch, though. We mentioned it earlier, Aaron calling David Montgomery with an anytime tutty, the most guaranteed of the week. I would bet that he has two tutty carries against the Jags. I think the Lions just dominate the Jaguars. They're going to finish with like triple the time of possession. They're just going to
Let's
run
go
them
Jameer
into
Gibbs,
the ground.
Baby.
Like, I think David Montgomery is going to have a phenomenal
Let's go Sion Vaki.
Sion Vaki. Aaron, as the owner of this man, how do you pronounce his name?
It's Sione Vaki.
Nice.
The more you know.
That sounds a lot more appropriate. Yeah.
Sione
Vaki. Sione. Then Sion.
Sion.
All right. And then for Stretch, though, I think this might be something that like haunts him for the rest of the year. I think Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams can both have productive days against the Colts of all the people. But I think it's going to be so frustrating to have both of them, because I think the pressure to start both of them is like always going to be there because they are both so good.
Right.
But that really keeps other good players on the bench for Stretch. I mean, I'm seeing Devontae Smith down there. I'm seeing Darnell Mooney down there. Can you guys guess what the ranking of Darnell Mooney is on wide receivers this year? I was stunned.
I know it's higher than you would think. I would guess 16, 17.
I'm going to guess 11.
He's the wide receiver 8, guys.
8?
Darnell Mooney, man. Wide receiver 8. That's insane. And he's on his bench because you're going to have this really nasty split conundrum of...
He has 1 week over 20 points.
Consistent, man. Belongs on Tim's roster with the Najees of the world. But like he's going to consistently start Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams every week. And that just so limits his upside, man. And either one of them could go off in any given week. Garrett Wilson has been balling, wide receiver 3, so maybe he's the one. But it's tough to send Devontae Adams, right? So I just think that's going to be a conundrum that he has to deal with. Of course, we do have the return, though, of AR-15.
Colt, go Colts.
My man is freed. Came back at a good time with Kyler Murray being on bye. And then last thing for Stretch, the tight end choice is interesting. We are currently going Dallas Goedert against the Commanders over Mark Andrews against the Steelers.
Well, defense maybe because I got Hurts.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
That's a good call. That's a good call. Just Mark Andrews has been playing pretty well lately.
Yeah.
I would think you would start him over Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I don't know. Only question for Tim here. How do we feel about the wide receiver depth right now, Tim? I saw your team and I was like, okay, yeah. You literally have 0 wide receivers on your bench right now. None.
They're all in there, dog. I saw your note in the quote here, and so I had to go look up this old famous quote by Tom Moore, Colts great, when John Gruden asked him why Peyton Manning's backups don't get more reps. And his fellas, if 18 goes down, we're effed, and we don't practice effed. What good is any more wide receiver depth going to be to me? If I officially were to lose a Jamar Chase or a CeeDee Lamb, the season's over.
We're effed.
We're effed. So, like, and we ain't going to practice effed. We ain't going to prep for effed. We're going to get 4 defenses and lock and load for the playoffs, baby.
And you are, and you have a really annoying amount of defenses as well. You put a claim in for so many defenses this
you
week.
You know it.
I put in like two. I was like, surely I'll get one of them. And then Tim is just...
I'm getting ready, dude.
This is my first time having a complaint about the waiver wire this
year. We're looking at weeks 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
So
we're,
annoying.
We're lining them up.
But I said it earlier. I kind of spoiled the surprise. I'm going stretch this week. I just like his matchups a little better. And Tim's pop guys, I think they either come down to earth or they are a little scary for me this week. And I don't think Saquon, while he will be great, Jalen Hurts will be great. I'm not sure if they can carry the rest of the roster, so I'm going to go stretch. Aaron, who you got?
I'm going to take Tim. And I say that a little hesitantly because I think this is going to be close in a lot of respects. But personally, I think that this game is going to be won or lost on Thursday Night Football. I think Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, if they can combine for, let's go with over 50 points, that's going to put Tim in a really good spot.
That's fair.
And he needs mostly none of that going to Dallas Goedert. If Dallas Goedert could be under 10 points, let's say, then I think this just really swings it in Tim's direction because, for one, yes, I'm thankful that AR is back and he's going to get some much-deserved, you know, playing time because of how Joe Flacco... Well, not deserved on anything he did, but in the sense that Joe Flacco is just not it. I think he's going to really struggle against the Jets on the road. I could see that not going so well. So that scares me a bit in the quarterback slot. And then with Stretch's team, you just run into a good problem of too many guys to choose from to start. And how are you possibly going to get all of them correct? I think I understand benching Mooney because at Denver is a really difficult matchup.
A little Pat Surtain.
Yeah. And then Thursday Night Football, Devonta Smith.
That's a juicy, that's so tempting to start.
Yeah, you got to potentially think about putting him in there even to, you know, the effect of benching Adams maybe.
I mean, you have to.
You're benching Adams or Garrett Wilson to put him in.
Right, you have exactly.
To, I mean, like, there's no other.
It's like a
there's
horrible
else
conundrum
who come
for
out.
Him. It's a horrible conundrum for him.
Yeah, I am very much on the fence here in picking. So that leads me to pick Stretch for the pick-ems. I have fear of David
hedge,
Montgomery.
Hedge.
I have very big fears of David Montgomery this week. And Ken Walker, I mean, the divisional games there, Seattle and San Francisco, I think he scored like 21 on them earlier this year. And I called my down week against Clayton a few weeks ago. I don't know. I think I'll put up, you know, like a 110, 115 this week. And I just I think Stretch will probably outscore that. And so unless I can get like, you know, a Jamar Chase or a Saquon two tight, like it's going to take one person really kind of carrying the load for me. So I'll go Stretch.
All right. That's two for Stretch, despite Sleeper giving him only a 42% chance of victory. Two folks going for Stretch, one going for Tim, and that is Aaron. And what a game that's going to be, folks. I'm really looking forward to that one. We will move on to one that may just be just as dynamic. And of course, I'm talking about America's favorite, the 4-6, the Red Rocket, taking on Dawn and Njigwas and Paris coming to this one at 1-9. Can we get a 2 in the dub column?
Guys, this is all about momentum for Clayton here.
Sure is.
Don't go look at the matchups. Don't go. I mean, I'll spoil it for everybody looking at home. Joe Burrow at the Chargers. Oh. Chargers defense is good.
No, thank you.
Cam Akers, you know, is currently in the lineup against the Tennessee Titans run defense, which is good.
No, thank you.
Nico Collins is going to play. Dallas Yay. Is like a mid defense, but like with the Cooper Rush stuff, like he's probably a fine play. Drake London, we just talked about the Denver Broncos, Pat Surtain defense.
No, thank you.
Brock Bowers is getting Miami, who's surprisingly good against tight ends.
No, thank you.
You know, not a great defense. We question the team, but against tight ends.
I will absolutely take Brock Bowers, but no thank you to
the matchup. Yeah. Absolutely. Jaden Reed.
No thank you.
Against the Bears defense is still tough. They didn't fire anybody on the defense side yet. And Brian Thomas with Mac Jones.
No thank you.
Eagles defense against the Commies, who put up lots of points. Guys, like, the matchups aren't great.
Yeah, they're bad.
He's currently only projected 108.
Wow.
We're missing Bucky Irving. We're missing, you know, potential double decker tight end stacker with the bye week.
Hey, what happened?
Wrong button.
So, you know, it's momentum. Right now, 66% chance of victory, but Don's got a Xavier Leggett on bye, so let's just go ahead and
JSN plugs in there.
Yeah,
probably.
We're going to plug in JSN and 12 points, which is going to put the projection at 108 to 102. And 108 to 102 is a darn close projection for a game where one team is supposed to be way better than the other. I am super duper nervous to pick Clayton, but I'm gonna
pick Don. George Pickens has been playing really well.
And Baltimore's defense is trash. So
Terry McLaurin, Philly's tough, but he's been playing well. He is the wide receiver 7, one spot above Mr. Darnell Mooney.
Even Dobbins against the Bengals. Bengals run defense is cheeks, so
yeah.
Matchups there are good.
And JSN coming off the best week of his career. Wide receiver 1 before the bye.
It's a good week. It's a good week to pick Don.
I'm picking Don, man.
It's a good week to pick Don.
Sorry, Clayton. Who you got, Aaron?
I am rolling with Clayton, baby. I'm going with him.
You guys are doing this again? We're doing this again?
Dangerous.
Rolling in on the vibes.
I feel scared.
I don't care who his running backs are. He's got Joe Burrow. He's got Nico Collins. He's got Brock Bowers. He's got Jaden Reed. My apologies. I think that's enough. And I think he will get the dub. And it's not even a certainty that Xavier Leggett's out of that flex by the time the game starts.
Fair enough.
Don's like, I got a warning to burn. That's funny. All right. Yeah. 2-4 Clayton, 1 for Don. I'm picking the 1-9 guy. Can you blame me? Come on, Don. You can do this. All right. We will move on to our last matchup, which makes that our game of the week, matchup to watch, whatever you want to call it. And we mentioned it earlier. The power rankings set this matchup up beautifully. It is Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth coming to this one at 7-3, taking on the top dog by record. Hayden and Tua Infinity and Bijan at 8-2. Chipotle division watching this one closely.
And technically, by the records indication, you would think that the number one team in the league might have a probability that's fairly high to win, but that is not the case in this one. Anthony with a 64% chance of victory, projected for 140 points on the week. That is easily the highest point total to Hayden's 120 points projected. He's going to really need some really solid performances from his running backs per usual. He has definitely been really all season long leaning on the likes of Bijan Robinson, Derrick Henry, and Jahmyr Gibbs. You got Puka Nacua in a pretty difficult matchup at New England. That's going to be interesting to see because, as we know about New England and the philosophy there, in the past, especially with the Belichick era, they tried to take out the number one receiver. You think maybe Jerod Mayo kind of has some similar ideas there.
He is potentially. Bill Belichick.
Yeah, coming from that Belichick tree. So we'll see what kind of treatment Nacua gets. Interesting on the other wide receiver spot for Hayden, Cedric Tillman.
Yeah, bring out the young man.
At New Orleans, He's got some pretty good rapport with Jameis Winston over the past few weeks. So I think the start makes sense. And, you know, New Orleans doesn't have Marshawn Lattimore anymore after the trade that took him to.
I don't hate that for any time touchdown. That's actually pretty nice.
Cedric Tillman?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. Pretty solid there. So props to Hayden for getting him in the lineup. And I can't really disagree on that. I think really Tua needs to show up against the Raiders or what, like, when are you going to show up? I think this should be a get right week for the Dolphins. But I think he's still right to keep Jalen Waddle on the bench despite that, because I think Debo is definitely a better start there. Mike Gesicki, we'll see what he can do in the tight end slot. He's had some decent games, but other times not so much. When we're looking at Anthony's side, he gets CMC back for another week.
Good Lord.
Probably is going to play 105% of snaps because that's just what CMC does if he's healthy. Joe Mixon, I mean, talk about just impressive this year. Missed three games and is still the running back 12 on the year. The guy just seems to be automatic for at least 15 points a game.
Averaging 20 points a game in PPR scoring.
Which is just insane production.
Scored a touchdown in every game except for the one he got hurt in.
Good Lord.
So that's why he's, you know, my fallback option.
Why are you so good?
Which is just wild, especially at the age he is of 28. And you got Justin Jefferson.
I'm about to say, I'm over here like, yeah, old ass.
Old guy. I hurt waking up and getting out of bed in the morning.
He's hearing creaks all over the place. Zay Flowers and Justin Jefferson both have some pretty difficult matchups there. You know, Flowers up against Pittsburgh. Jefferson going to get the Legarius Sneed treatment. Travis Kelce at Buffalo. I mean, as I'm going through some of these matchups, it's looking pretty tough.
Yeah.
On Anthony's side.
Matchups are not in Anthony's favor.
Doesn't matter.
Amari Cooper limited in practice this week. We'll see if he's full health once Sunday approaches. I mean, I'm taking a look at this matchup, fellas, and I think it's a bit closer than what Sleeper is projecting. With that being said, I am going to take Anthony because I think just the names on his roster, they've proven to just be super elite and explosive. And while Hayden definitely does have some guys that could do that, I just see a path for Anthony to win this one.
Yeah, I'm over here in the background talking. It's Anthony for me pretty easily. One of these teams is at full strength and projected 120 points, which projections aren't everything, but also averages 119 points on the year, whereas the other team is missing two players who would be in his starting lineup and is projected for 140 and averages 136 points. So matchups don't matter.
Math. I'm just kidding.
It's Anthony. Don't make me look like a fool.
This is hard, man. This is tough. Like, I know we all are, like, poo-pooing the Cedric Tillman start, but, guys, since Jameis has been playing football, the wide receiver 10, the wide receiver 3, the wide receiver 12, he has been a wide receiver 1 every single time Jameis Winston has started for the Browns, and he's away at the Saints. Bijan turning it on. Derrick Henry is him. We just said Jahmyr Gibbs. Does he get another touchdown front with David Montgomery? Maybe. I don't know. And he's got the matchups in addition. I also really am questioning the Amari Cooper start for Anthony. Even if he does go, he has played two games in Buffalo. He was the wide receiver 14, but he was saved by a touchdown. And the next one, he finished as the wide receiver 110. So even if he does go, I don't think that's a smash start by any means. I'm going to go Hayden.
Do it. You know you want to.
I think I am. Yeah, see if I can't make up on the pick'ems because I'm booty cheeks in the pick'ems this year. So that is 2 for Anthony, 1 for Hayden. Gosh, I think I'm rooting for Anthony, obviously, as somebody competing for the bye. but we'll see. I don't know. Good game. Definitely a respect week for Hayden. Definitely a respect week. Imagine how high he shoots up in the power rankings if he downs the number one. You know,
he'll go at least from 4 to 3.
Yeah, at the very least.
Tough egg to crack over there, man. All right. Well, that was your week 11 preview. Obviously, Stretch and Tim, a big matchup. Anthony and Hayden, a big matchup. Aaron hoping for the biggest blowout in this league history.
Got a winner go home.
We got a winner go home. That's right. Good week. Good week of football, man. Can't wait to follow along with those. And we'll sign out of here. Nice. This league underscore pod, where you can reach out to us and say hello. And as always, if you are on Spotify, Apple Podcast, the podcast platform of your choice, you can leave a rating. You can comment something nice, something respectful, or not. I don't care. You can comment. Or comment to the Wild Wild West down there. Or, as always, you could bring the boom. I said that every week.
Hey, still bringing it.
Still bringing it. Now bring the boom. Boom, boom, boom. To the like button.
And, or you could just click it.
Or you could just click it. I say, that one took a while. That one took a while. All right, guys. Well, thank you again for joining us for what was another fantastic episode. We got some Freddie Gibbs on the track on behalf for Aaron here. But as always, I'm Chris, your host, signing off. Love you guys.
Peace. KFC, here with sharks and Popeyes. I'm officially like going to put in an order to not have Chipotle be a team division anymore.
That's fine. Election day.
Chipotle is cheeks.
Better than Qdoba still.
I went there today for lunch. First time in a while because I had a coupon. I was like, score. And I was eating it in the car. And as I was finishing up, I started getting a little queasy. I'm like, uh-oh. So then I was like ready to leave. I was like, let's put the windows down. And then I had to pull in two spots over and let all my lunch come back up.
You threw up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It must have been a bad batch because it lasted in me about 5 minutes.
Did you get,
minutes.
Like, steak or chicken?
Chicken. Or... no guac. It was just chicken, rice, beans, fajita veggies, and medium salsa and corn salsa.
That could be undercooked chicken. Oh, show.
It didn't last in me.
I had food poisoning from Qdoba, so I'm out on Qdoba.
I was just happy that it like came out that fast. I was like, I'd rather that happen than like feel like shit all night or something, you know?
We had very different experiences. I had Chipotle for lunch today, and it was fantastic.
It was delightful.
That will be the last time I ever go to Chipotle. I'm out. I'm done. Like, Moe's, you name it.
You name it.
You name it.